Those Are Other Women, written by Nicola Moriarty and read by Louise Crawford. She walked until her heels were rubbed raw and blisters appeared on the soles of her feet. She left the city and she continued on through the suburbs, past darkened red brick bungalows with neatly mown lawns and curtains drawn tight. She put one foot in front of the other until she found a national park, hectares upon hectares of dense bush. Towering scribbly gums and wattle trees spread wild. She pushed her way through shrubs that scratched at her ankles and branches that lashed at her cheeks. Distant howls mingled with the honeyed sounds of owls hunting possums and snakes. Deep inside, she chose a spot near the slow-moving waters of a narrow creek. The ground was hard, but she raked at the clay-like soil with her fingernails, scraping and digging and pushing the dirt aside until a small cavern was formed. Serenaded by a chorus of frogs and cicadas, she placed the small bundle inside and covered it over with dirt and twigs. And then she ran. The imposter.
Mom! Mom!
The two children screamed at her as she stole 5 minutes to creep into the bathroom and lock the door. Her kids had been arguing all morning, and this was the one place she could demand privacy. Some mothers couldn't even find peace in there. Recently, she'd seen a photo on Facebook of a toddler's fingers wriggling under the bathroom door, vying for its mother's attention. She'd laid down the law from day one with her kids. You don't need to watch me poop. I don't care how lonely you are. I don't care if you want a Vegemite sandwich right this second. I don't care if you're desperate for me to see the exact scene of the Trolls movie that's on at the moment, one I've seen 15 times before. Right now, in here, it's Mummy's time. She leaned against the toothpaste-smeared sink, signed into her secondary account on Facebook, and flicked across to the group. Just being logged in under the fake persona made her breathe a sigh of relief. A gentle calm washed over her. She may have joined with an ulterior motive in mind, but now this was her alternate reality. Here she was someone else. Here she could shake off everything that defined her: mother, wife, constant caregiver. Her surrounds melted away. The soggy bath mat underfoot, the plastic toys stacked on the edge of the bath, and the streaked glass of the shower screen that beckoned to be wiped clean. Did she feel any guilt about lying to these women? Yes, of course she did. But it didn't last.